Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Breaking news from News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
But first, we're starting with breaking news in the far northwest suburbs as we work to get more information about a reported shooting. McHenry County Sheriff's Police say deputies were sent to the area around Tryon Grove and Greenwood Roads in unincorporated Wonder Lake just after 11 this morning for a report that two people may have been shot. Images from the scene showed medical helicopters on the ground near the area. The department says there's no threat to the public, but we're still trying to confirm if anyone was shot and what their conditions might be. A spokesperson tells WBBM's Andy Dane they expect to release more information any moment. And when we get those details, we'll bring them to you. Here in Chicago, an alderman who's helping lead the drive to bring the ShotSpotter gunshot detection system back over the objections of the mayor says he thinks the whole thing's going to wind up in court.
Alderman Anthony Beal says politics is a two-way street, and if the mayor won't follow the will of the people, there will be a lawsuit. He notes a majority of council members want ShotSpotter reinstated.
To not listen to that, I think it's doing the city a disservice. You know, we're serious about ShotSpotter. And if you don't have anything in place, don't just get rid of it unless you have something in place. And so we're advocating for it because it does save lives. And right now, I think 7 people have been found shot where ShotSpotter actually picked up where they got shot, but it took them hours to find those particular bodies. That's a problem, and that's a serious problem that needs attention, and we can't just turn a blind eye to it.
The council passed an ordinance allowing the police superintendent to reinstate ShotSpotter. The mayor, of course, is his boss. The mayor declined a veto rather than face an override. He says the ordinance is illegal. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago man set to appear this afternoon in a federal courtroom in Chicago following his arrest on charges tied to a violent demonstration in the nation's capital back in July.
24-year-old Zachary Cam is charged with physically assaulting a pair of police officers in front of Washington's Union Station on July 24th, part of a large demonstration against a White House visit by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Federal prosecutors say law enforcement was attempting to arrest a man who had pulled down a flag when Cam grabbed an officer from behind, pulled them to the ground, and dragged them several feet. He's accused of doing the same to a second officer moments later. Investigators also say the assaults were captured on video that was posted to social media. Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBB.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
PM.
Leaders of the Chicago Teachers Union are calling reckless the decision by a charter school operator in the city to close 7 of its 15 schools at the end of the school year. The board of directors at Acero Schools says enrollment at the schools is going down and the costs are going up. The operator notes that unlike Chicago Public Schools, it must balance its budget every year. New numbers from the Cook County Treasurer show more people are late paying their property taxes, especially in the south suburbs.
The number of property tax owners across Cook County who were at least 31 days late on paying their full property tax bills rose by nearly 13% this year. In the south suburbs, the number of delinquent residential property tax bills rose by nearly 28% following a reassessment that led to a significant property tax increase. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas says that's why more property owners need to hold local governments accountable for what they tax and spend by attending yearly budget hearings and voting in elections.
If you don't exercise your right to do something about it by voting or going to a public hearing, it's pretty hard to sit and complain.
Pappas says about 60% of property taxes go to schools. She's calling on the state of Illinois to find a more equitable way to fund schools to ease the burden on property owners. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, a big weekend in Chicago as the streets will be filled with runners in just a few days for the 46th annual Chicago Marathon. And today, some of those runners began their race weekend at McCormick Place.
My personal goal is to finish without an injury.
Thousands of runners from Chicago, across the country, and from around the world grabbing their packets for Sunday's 26.2-mile marathon. Some running in the Chicago Marathon for the first time. Some are seasoned veterans, each set with the goal of personal triumph.
Me and my friend Barb, we've been running the Chicago the last 10 years together.
I mean, primary goal is always just finish and have a good time. The crowd in Chicago is the absolute best. It's my favorite. I've done the rest of the world majors and this is by far the best.
Just finish. That's it.
In addition to the personal challenge, many of the runners have been raising funds for charities with participating organizations, telling us that this has been a record year for money raised. A full guide to this year's Chicago Marathon can be found on the WBBM website. At McCormick Place, Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois has some of the most progressive voter registration laws in the country, but that would change under a plan that a top Republican lawmaker says would protect the integrity of the vote.
House GOP leader Tony McCombie's bill would require proof of citizenship to register to vote in Illinois. Right now, people just have to, under penalty of perjury, say they are citizens.
I think this is a good proactive step for, you know, voter integrity, but also for the influx of non-citizens. I think they said Chicago's had 49,000 since 2022. So we have to just think about that.
Could this be a way of keeping actual citizens from registering if they don't have proper documentation? McCombe says no.
When it comes to proving your citizenship, I mean, it's whether or not it's a birth certificate. There's other ways to do so.
Peter McCombe admits there have been few, if any, complaints of non-citizens voting in Illinois, but she points to Oregon, where a few hundred non-citizens were mistakenly registered. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here is 670 The Score's Mark Rohde. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Lisa. And speaking of bearer, let's take that to bears. Am I trying too hard
You're
now?
You're the best, Mark.
the big, I apologize to everybody listening right now.
At least you're listening to me. That's a good thing.
Oh, I've always, Lisa. The biggest of the Bears' bosses was humoring the media in London as the team gets ready for their first game against against the Jaguars on Sunday. With more, here is WBBM's Rick Gregg.
While Jacksonville's Jaguars haven't even reached London yet, thanks to Hurricane Milton, George McCaskey's Bears have been there for days in a posh situation, too, with practice fields right next to their hotel.
One of our trainers was just telling me the other facilities they looked at back in March was a half hour or 45-minute bus ride. To be able to walk down the hill to the practice pitch is very convenient. Field's in great shape. Facilities are good. Everybody's got a positive mindset. We're excited about Sunday.
Nice use of pitch, George. The Bears are the designated home team, and it apparently feels that way. Special teams coordinator Richard Hightower says the meeting areas are rigged up just as they are at Halas Hall. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Man, we're all funny and clever today. Tevin Jenkins did not practice today because of his ankle. Tyreek Stevenson limited with a calf injury. Baseball playoffs, American League Division Series. Cleveland can advance onto the American League Championship Series. Detroit can advance onto the ALDS if they beat Cleveland tonight as they lead that series 2-1, while the Yankees lead the Royals 2-1. They square off tonight at 7:08. Thursday night football, 49ers at the Seahawks. With sports at 16:46, I'm the Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The city's public health commissioner, Dr. Simbo Ige, wants to see people vaccinated for COVID-19, flu, and in some cases, RSV. And she says it could save your life.
Let's talk about vaccines for a little bit. Why are they important? Vaccines are important for three reasons. One, vaccines can help prevent infection. Two, vaccines can help you prevent severe illness or getting hospitalized. And then vaccines can prevent premature death.
The Chicago Department of Public Health is urging people to get vaccinated as the weather is about to get cooler and the risk of respiratory illnesses increases. Sweet news for a Westside candy factory.
The city council voted unanimously to give landmark status to the Mars Candy Factory, home of candy like Snickers, M&Ms, and Twix. Located in Chicago's Austin neighborhood, the factory opened in 1929 by owner Mars Wrigley. In May, the company announced plans to terminate operations at the factory this year. The two-story building is based on Spanish Revival style and is characterized by red clay tile roofs and ornate decoration. The landmark designation references the factory's contribution to Chicago's history of candy making. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
CBS News Special Report. Even before making landfall, Hurricane Milton spawned more than 2 dozen tornadoes, killing 5. After the hurricane slammed Florida's Gulf Coast, rescue crews were out in full force trying to help those who were stuck.
The Tampa Bay area was spared a direct hit, but saw up to 15 inches of rain inundating streets.
Every other street, if it's not power lines and trees, it's literally floods.
That's CBS's Manuel Bohorquez reporting. With widespread flooding and damage, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said cleanup will take time.
The timeline is going to be dictated by safety, so I don't want to get ahead of that, but obviously the sooner the better, and I'm encouraged to see so many key roads and bridges are already up and running, but there is going to be work to restore some of the others.
President Biden says the federal government's sending the resources needed to help impacted communities recover and rebuild. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.